The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Who was it that brought us this? Was it Rachel that brought us
The
list?
Yeah, no, that's been, the new process right now. We got Rachel coming in once a week and then kind of
showing us all the people who are interested.
No, not all of them. So what I've got Brianna doing, so she comes through Brianna and Cassie first, and they kind of filter it to her, knowing kind of like what we would approve or not approve right away. And this made it to Rachel, and then Rachel's job is to kind of dive deeper into somebody, their following, this or that, their message, what's going on, business. And she presented this to us, thinking that we would probably shut it down right away, and we kind of initially did, but then we talked about it.
Yeah, you look at, so it's the Jawsercise dude. So inevitably, you've seen, I'm sure, online, the video of the dude biting down on.
Tons of little viral videos going out there with this.
It looks like a BDSM thing in someone's mouth, right? Like
it's like horseplay.
Yeah,
how I look at it.
But it's to exercise your jaw and this, that, and the other. And you know, we make fun of it. But I think, I think we've poked fun at it in previous episodes. So at first we saw this, we're like, no, man, we don't want more, you know, bullshit fitness stuff, you know, getting out there. Like, we don't want this. But then we thought about it, we're like, you know what? Let's have this guy on the show. And let's just be straight up with him and have a good time with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We invited him down. The dude sold a shit ton of fucking units.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be mad at that.
No.
His hustle is real.
And he makes some, I mean, you know, I'm gonna do my own. And actually, I'm writing a blog. When this goes up, you can find it, where I'm going to give you my 100% honest opinion on this device. But he makes some interesting points. I'm not going to say that they're correct, but I think that it's a very... What's the word?
Compelling.
It's a compelling hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a sales perspective, he makes a compelling hook. I could see the paleo. I could see people in the paleo world being like, yeah, we got to do this because
they're into weird stuff.
We were hunter-gatherers and we chewed on shit. I have to be honest.
You know, I think for me, this was a really good reflection for myself. Like I see things like this and, you know, instantly I judge and have this thought that, you know, this person's malicious. They see an opportunity in the space. They see a way to take advantage of a lot of people and capitalize and make money. And honestly, I really don't get that sense from him at all. I mean, when we met him, I feel like, he talks about something that he had been working on for many, many years. I think that he's very honest about not trying to make any sort of medical claims with it. And he really believes in what he's doing. And so, you know, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad that we didn't just kind of dismiss
it. I'd like to do more of this. I'd like to have more people on the show who are selling things that we don't agree with and just be straight up with them on the show. Like pitch me it. Yeah, if you can hold your own on the show, good for you. You know, we're not going to be nice to you if we don't like you. If we do like you, we'll be nice to you. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, obviously people are using it. I don't understand, you know, like for me, that's a tough sell, but at the same time, it's like I'm not mad at the guy. Like his intent is pure, like Adam's saying. And you know, there's, I don't necessarily agree, like you're saying, with like all the points he's making, but at the same time, like I appreciate where he's coming from.
He sold, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of units of this already. Which is, I mean, that doesn't say a whole lot. Remember, the Thighmaster and the Shakeweight sold, hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, he's a good sport, too, because I poke at him a lot in this interview, kind of make fun of him a little bit. And he's a good sport about it. So it'll be interesting. We'd like to know what you think about this episode. Enjoy. So his name is Brandon Harris. The product is Jawsercise, Jawsercise. Not to confuse it with Jazzercise, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
The website is jawsercise.com, And also, I'd like to say, look, February, we have a new promotion. We've revamped and redone MAPS Performance.
Are we going to do Green 50 or MAPS Green there, Doug? Green 50. Yeah, I was just wondering that. So you had it up there. Sorry, Sal. Yeah,
no problem.
You.
No.
I just read that, and I've got the marketing team that's good. Texting me as we speak on what the code is.
Yeah. So all month long, so we redid MAPS Performance. Now MAPS Performance is our more unconventional training program. So if you're bored with your traditional workouts and you like to perform, I mean, if you're somebody that likes to perform like a well-rounded athlete, strength, stamina, power, stability, then MAPS Performance is the program for you. It is not a bodybuilding program, but it will develop an aesthetic, athletic type body. So there's a lot of core work in this. There's a lot of rotational movements in this.
There's some new additions actually added in the revised version, so look out for that.
And there's a special focus on mobility and movement. So even our bodybuilder clients, we'll have them do MAPS Performance and then go do the bodybuilding routines, and they'll get better results because now their mobility and their range of motion is better. But because we're revamping MAPS Performance and redoing the whole program so it looks awesome, it's 50% off all month long. So the promotion is half off for the month of February for MAPS Performance. All you got to do is go to mapsfitnessproducts.com and use the code GREEN50, GREEN50, no space, for 50% off. And we have our other MAPS programs on there as well. We have the bodybuilder-focused ones and the strongman-focused ones, and then our bundles. All those can be found at mapsfitnessproducts.com. And that's it. So here we go. We interview Brandon Harris, the CEO of Jazzercise.
Brandon, you are unfamiliar with Mind Pump.
I am. You
know, okay, so I think this is a good time for us to kind of...
We got to come clean a little bit.
Introduce ourselves, tell you kind of what we do and what's made Mind Pump grow to the size that it is right now. We've been in the fitness space for, between 16 to 20, Sal's 20 years because he's the oldest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at all that hair.
Right. And then Justin and I, 16 and 17 years. So we've been doing this for quite some time, and we all got connected about 5 years ago and started talking. And one of the things that we saw was just a lot of bullshit in the fitness space. And we just, the first time we met, we got in a room and we just start firing back and forth all the problems, all the things that we saw wrong with the industry. And, you know, Doug pipes in and he goes, man, we should really put this on a podcast. And at that time, we all had different careers and doing different things. And we thought, oh, okay, so it really was like a labor out of love is what Doug says. I like that.
Labor of love.
Yeah. And we just get it. We just got on here. We weren't really trying to make this massive business or anything. We just started speaking our mind on the podcast, and people were drawn to it because I think of the authenticity of it. Mm. And so we get a ton of people on a regular basis that email, want to come on the show. And one of the things that we're really big on is not just interviewing people that align perfect with us or are, presenting the same message. And yours came across, and originally we'd be like, oh, no, that's not something that we would promote or put on the show. And we thought, you know what? That's lame of us to do that. Let's invite this guy on the show. Let's talk about his product, his business, his story, and do a pure, authentic Mind Pump fashion interview with you, which is we don't know a lot about you. We know a little bit about the business, what we researched in the last week. But I'm really curious to how this came about and what you were doing before and what led you to this.
Well, sounds good. Thank you guys very much for having me. I'm originally from Fairbanks, Alaska. I spent about 28 years up there. I was big into wrestling. You know, I came out of high school. I broke my ankle in the state finals my senior year. And my scholarship went out the door. And then after that, I got into construction, and then I found out that my wrestling background was good in mixed martial arts, and I became very strong in the cage in Alaska and throughout the West Coast, and spent quite a few years in the cage fighting industry. And that's kind of where the original idea of the Jazzercise came into effect, because I was looking for a way to strengthen my bite, to get a better bite on my mouthpiece.
Holy cow. Wait, hold on a second. What kind of MMA is this? You biting people?
Well, no, it's more about just taking a punch, right? So when you absorb a punch, you know, you want to have a good static clinch on your mouthpiece, right? So the stronger the muscles affiliated with the bite, presumably the better bite, stronger face, the you know, the better you could take a punch, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking bigger mouthpiece, better.
Well, not necessarily a bigger mouthpiece, but, you know, the masseter, the muscles affiliated with holding your jaw in place, because that's the big problem. And, you know, when you get hit in the button, the spot, that 45 right there in the jaw slips just a little bit, you know, that the TMJ, whatever happens up there, you know, it that's how people get knocked out. So. Mm.
I've heard that it has to do with the neck actually rotating and spinning the brain, actually.
Well, you know, it's a combination of everything, you know, the TMJ, the jaw being jolted back into the brain to the temporalis lobe and all that. And more or less the jaws are sized itself. The bite is affiliated with the neck, right? So that's one thing that is very surprising that I noticed right out the gate was, wait a sec, I'm noticing like a strengthening of my neck that's like unmatched. And there's really no other way, you know, besides like the basic stuff they have for neck exercises, there's not too many essential ways to strengthen any of this area.
So you're thinking, hey, I'm doing MMA. I wish there was something I could chew on to make my face stronger.
That's it, exactly. Mm.
Really?
Exactly.
Okay.
I got a big chunk of nylon that I used to, you know, just chomp on, you know, 8 weeks prior to a bout, and there was something about...
That's terrifying. Did you ever show your competitors?
You know, it was kind of...
No, not necessarily like that. You have like a like metal that. One that you put in there?
No, not like that. But it definitely was something about it really put me in the state of mind that it was like time for action. I can't really explain it. Mm. I like I said, I do have samples. Everybody's.
But you're selling this to because I'm going to be honest. I watched the commercial the first time. I was like, wow, what the fuck? And you're not selling this to MMA fighters. You're selling this to everybody.
Well, you know, that's it exactly. You know, everybody has a mouth essentially, right? Well. Nobody trains it. You know, everybody thinks, well, we
should. Oh, my God. I think everybody talks a lot.
We talk. But that's like saying I work out, so I walk. You know, I mean, you got to put resistance against these muscles, the masters, pound for pound, strongest muscle in the human body. The human diet is getting softer and softer as evolution goes on. And, you know, the tools, we process our diet, we process our food, we tenderize our meats, we cut up, you know, we've taken the use of the canines, which are designed to bite, rip, and tear out of our daily lifestyle almost completely, you know.
Well, yeah, we cook food though.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, yeah, you cook it. But now it's about how tender is your chicken, how tender is the steak. And then it's about you cut it up into chunks, right? Well, how long have tools been around? You know, maybe, you know, knives and forks, maybe a few hundred years. Well, how long have we been eating? You know, a million years, a billion years. I don't know. It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, but what happens when you chew with a lot of resistance, but then you don't swallow food?
Well, see, that's the point, too, is it's not necessarily chewing. This is working the biting motion, right? So this is the teeth-to-teeth bite, and you're telling your body you're eating, but you're taking zero calories. So, I mean, it's not really...
Well, here's what I'm interested in knowing, because I'll tell you something right now. The most, by far, the highest-selling piece of fitness equipment of all time. Do you know what it is? The one piece of equipment, fitness equipment, that has sold more than any other piece of fitness equipment.
I'll just do the motion equipment. For you.
See his legs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Thighmaster.
Thighmaster.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Thighmaster sold more in dollars than dumbbells, barbells, machines. And, you know, do you think the Thighmaster is a good piece of equipment?
I mean, I think it's...
it's garbage.
I've never used it, but I mean, it's a hands-free device that you can maybe sit at your desk for people who work
nah,
all day.
It's garbage. It's
desk.
A waste.
It's like the shake. It's kind of like the shake weight.
Yeah, but so here's my question for you. How many of these have you sold?
Well,
be honest.
Well, as of last year, our second year in business, we had 130,000.
Fuck!
Whoa.
Wait, hold on a second.
130,000 units to 100 countries.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
100% made in the USA.
No product. Way.
Bro, I'm not.
Hold on a second.
You
got
to be a really good salesman.
What's your average? What is your the average
like
per
40
sale?
Bucks, I think.
It's $40 for one, right?
Single, yeah.
And you're counting total individual units or the pack, the three pack or whatever?
I'm talking individual.
Individual?
Units, yeah.
Fuck
wow,
me. So hold on.
That is
130,000.
Impressive.
130,000. I'm going to do the math here.
Second year
$5 million. Dollars in fucking chewy ball.
In this.
Are you shitting me right now?
I'm not shitting you.
And,
bro.
And now, you, before we got on air.
This guy's laughing to the bank.
Right.
Talk all the shit you want.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Fucking exactly. That's how I would feel too. So before we got on air, you mentioned that you were a construction worker before this.
Bro, like I've done it all. Jack of all trades, you know, carpenter, heavy equipment operator. I used to work on the North Slope, Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, 10 weeks at a time, 97 below, 24 hours of darkness. I mean, I've been through it. I've been on the sales floor. I've sold cars. I've tried a little bit of
everything. So at what point did you know you had a home run?
Well, it was...
So
10 years I've been trying to design some kind of device, right?
Okay. Oh, shit. So this has been in the work for a long time.
Well, it's been in the back of my mind for a long time. I've had this homemade device. You know, everybody thought I was freaking nuts. And then 6 years ago,
Do people still think you're nuts? Or they no?
Of course, bro. Yeah. Of course. I mean, people are starting to get a little more...
You're like $5 million and crazy.
Crazy, exactly. Hey, so 6 years ago, this actually last week, Martin Luther King Day, I leaving work in Oahu, I crashed my motorcycle, my ZX10, I just bought 3 days prior, I hadn't even bought a helmet yet. Right outside work, 40, 50 miles an hour in the rain, I spent some time in an induced coma from a traumatic brain injury at highest level. You know, came to a couple weeks into it, I start, you know, coming back to life and you know, what's my middle name? What year is it? I mean, my vision's 50% gone. I just moved into a new place. I live all alone in Oahu. Like I have a roommate, of course, but I have like no family, very minimal friends. I just moved out there less than a year ago. And it was, there was no time to pump the brakes, right? I couldn't sit in the hospital. I had no insurance. I know like it was, putting all my money into the motorcycle, the new place. Like I basically had to get back on my feet immediately, back onto my moped because my ZX10 was crashed and right back to work. And it was something about that accident and somewhere along the line, it just clicked to me that like this device does something more than just, you know, make it better for taking a punch. Like I just was getting like, the blood flow to my face, the blood flow to my brain, like the temporalis lobe.
The dollars in your wallet.
Yeah. No. This is when I had nothing. You know, this is when I was like, oh shit, I got to figure out something.
So you're trying to think of like applications for your everyday average person. How's this applied to them?
Exactly. And then it was like, okay, start the patent search. Okay. Worldwide patent search. Give me a binder of the 50 things that are anywhere relative to, you know, our my idea. I kind of pick them apart, and then it's okay. So
was there anything?
That's an expensive process, by the way.
Not even close. It was an expensive process throughout the whole thing, but the patent search is like $500 or something like that. $500, I can't remember exactly. And there wasn't. There was a bunch of, I remember one that always sticks out in my mind was there's this patent on like these air pump bags that like get in place inside your cheek somewhere, like around your jawline, and you actually pump the air up into them. And
it looks like Adam has doing that right now, but that's all natural.
spring loaded.
This is my natural fat cheeks. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have to work.
He's got
these.
Those squirrel cheeks.
Didn't even have to work for these puppies right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Al natural right here.
Well, I mean, are you familiar with the shake weight?
Yes, I am.
I mean, one of your competitors.
Trust me.
They don't do the same thing.
No, I get plenty of outrage.
But if you think about it, there's a little bit of competition. It's like one's a hand motion, one's a mouth motion. Strengthening, similar. Right. But anyway, that fucking dude.
That would be a good combo, though.
I can't tell you how many times people have reached out to us, like, "Oh, please do a video working them both," and I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Don't be there just yet." Bro.
Well, the shake weight sold. What was it last time I looked?
They ain't
$40 million or something insane like that. Like these things are selling like crazy. It's funny because in the fitness space, the crazier something is, the more we seem to sell. And then, of course, I've been doing this for 20 years. I have never seen anybody target the face. And if you can sell people on the fact that they're going to change their face, which you're doing with your before and afters, which...
Right, you see like these apps like Facetune and all these things. People are really interested in that.
I want a chiseled jawline.
Yeah.
I'm going to chew on this.
So that started sparking the ideas, right, from there, you think?
Exactly. I mean, just look
at... You got before and afters here?
Well, look at some of the stuff that I dealt with during my injuries, you know? Look here.
Did you break your jaw?
Oh, come on, man. You're making duck lips in the second one.
Look at this one. Come on. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah, my jaw was broke previously.
No, don't make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Put that away. I don't care. Yeah. You make me feel terrible now for making fun of you. Yeah,
that's horrible, man. That's not a fun experience.
No,
at all.
That sucks, man.
So you figure out that there's basically no competitors. Nobody has really tried to do this.
First to market.
Yeah, right. You're first to market. Now, do you hit it right out the park with the first one that you create, or do you have to go back and forth and try different pieces and like...
Honestly, I went over for years, the last few years, you know, I'd say from 6 years ago till 3 years ago, we're trying to design a device that we could manufacture that was safe, that would last. You know, we had spring-loaded stuff, we had metal parts, we had too many components, too many sizes. And then it was February 3 years ago, actually, yeah, this month, or next month, February.
Tell me that's not serendipitous. 3 years you're here. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No, and that's what I have.
The jaw gods.
A friend came over. You know, I always had meetings with people all along the way over this past. Is like, how can we design something? I take everybody's brain, anybody I knew, and a gentleman named Ryan out of Maui came over, and we took one of the devices I had, and he's like, he grabbed it, he cut it into a quarter, and he's like, here, try that. And it was like, it was just the perfect size, right? And then I figure, well, how can I get some boil and bite material into here? So then I take it down to the jewelry shop, you know, I grind it out, I go buy mouthpieces from Sports Authority before they were gone out there. I pull out the EVA, the polyurethane molding stuff, you know, and boil them out. I glue it in.
This is 3 years ago.
This is 3 years ago.
Now, how long did it take you when you launched it before shit started? Was it one of those crazy videos that went viral? Is that what did it? Because I remember watching it a while ago, and I'm like, what is this?
Right. It was.
What did they do?
I mean, you got to admit, it looks pretty ridiculous.
No, I get it 100%, right? Man. I get it 100%, and it's like, really?
Is that what took off? Is that what happened?
You launched it. Was that the thing people pay attention to? Like, wow, look at this. This is crazy.
It kind of was the plan a little bit. Like, let's make a serious, kind of funny, something that's going to go viral, and that's essentially what we did with a few videos, and
so was it right away? Like, oh shit, sales are coming in, or was it was
a slow, steady. You know, July 16, we did a Kickstarter. We got, you know, we were shooting for 10,000. We got 16,000 fully funded.
Fuck.
Wow. what was the pitch on that?
It was just, you know, I gave my background, a little bit about my story, and gave a bunch of packages, and we launched it on Kickstarter.
So let's talk about the heat that you get from people in our space. Like, I guarantee you get a lot of heat.
Oh, left and right.
What are people telling you?
It's not.
Does it bother you?
It's getting better these days, but honestly, there was a point there where it was like really wearing on me. You know, this is like my life dream. I'm changing the world. I'm hearing from my customers.
Oh,
firsthand.
Man, you're making me feel bad again.
No, it's okay. It's okay. don't feel bad. I very, very.
I don't feel bad. Motherfucker. No, yeah. He's got 5 million.
Yeah, he's got a gold ring with this fucking brand on it. He's got our necklace with his brand. He's doing just fine.
He's killing it.
Yeah.
This guy, come on.
Adam. Yeah,
shit.
I don't feel bad.
Sometimes you go through the shit and you come out on top.
What's next? Are you going to like an eyebrow? Because you know what? I never worked this out right here. And I'm wondering if I build that.
No, let's talk about the scaling of the business, because it's
thinking a butt plug.
It's one thing to have an idea. Yeah. It's one thing to have a great idea and then to go through what you have to get it off on the ground. Like, I mean, even like your imagery is good, like the videos that you've put out there. I mean, at what point did you start to add people to your team? Are you doing this all by yourself? Like, has this been all your vision? Nobody else's help? I mean,
you know, it's honestly, I've had people come and go throughout the whole process over the last 10 years. This was my vision the whole time. I've brought on people over the last 2 years. My girlfriend's been involved since the beginning. You know, 3 years ago, she's a jewelry designer.
Is she using it too?
She's using it. She broke her jaw twice too from a bicycle accident. So her face was all lopsided.
Sorry, baby.
The jaws reciting has gotten a lot better, but has helped her jaw tremendously. You know, then I reach back out to like my best buddies from, you know, elementary, middle school. I bring back on a Brandon Brode out of Florida. I put him on as my COO.
How many people on your team right now?
Well, we have directly on the team, there's maybe five of us, five plus.
Where's your base or home base at?
Headquarters is Maui, Hawaii.
Oh,
nice. And you can't get wrong with that.
We're actually opening up an additional manufacturer down Orange County. So that's my next stop today. I'm flying down that way. We have a new product launching next month.
You do?
Two weeks out. Well, it's a new jawsercise.
Oh, okay. It's not updated. A different part of the face or something.
No. It's just different range of motion. It's different application. One of our issues has been this one you have to boil and mold, right? So people who use the mouthpieces and stuff like that, they get it, but the rest of the people, it's tricky for them, you know? So to get that message across. So long story short, the 2.0 coming to market is non-boil. It's kind of a a custom universal fit with two sizes to where you can, it's the introductory. You rip it out of the package and you go right to action and see that, oh, I can feel the muscles in my face burning. I can feel, you can just feel it. I mean, you feel the blood flow start pumping. And then if you max out, you get into like 200 reps, like you literally feel like your frontal lobe, your temporalis, like getting sore. It's like doing biceps or doing a workout anywhere else in your body, but now you're strengthening your head.
Your brain.
How much have you been able to reduce the cost of manufacturing? I would imagine when you first started, you probably had to pay top dollar because you probably didn't buy 10,000 right out the gate or whatever. So how much have you been able to create a bigger margin?
You know, it's about 200%, I'd say. But, you know, one of the things is we kept it made in the USA. It's food-grade silicone. It's highest quality, top-notch. There's no corners cut on that side of things. So it's not as quite as profitable as everybody would think. Like, you know, this little piece of silicone can't be nothing.
But did you
go back and forth on that? Did you consider actually going to China or doing something where you would probably be able to make 3-4 times more?
I heard they have kids over that work real cheap.
Hey, honestly, I really am all about making America great again. Like, I personally, firsthand. Oh, hey. Listen, I'm not big into politics, so don't even think that's what I mean. I follow no politics. Okay. All I'm thinking,
so you didn't come in here with a red hat. Just tell the audience.
That's not a Trump reference.
No, not at all. Not
you just
at all.
Want to make America.
Just a tagline.
I know. I was thinking as I said that, I was like, I don't think you should say that. I just said that.
little political slip.
It's a safe place for you to say that.
My bad. But listen, it's a... Not at all. You know, I love putting money towards the U.S. Postal Service, towards, we're manufacturing in Tennessee, our shipping fulfillments out of Alabama. It's subcontracted out, but there's 50 people on that crew. I don't even know how many people work for the manufacturers, but there's maybe 160, maybe 20 of them dedicated towards the jazzercise side of things. Mm. And it's
What's been the best marketing? Like, was it from the videos? Is it from YouTube? Have you been on certain platforms that have sold the most?
I'd say one of the things that really kicked us off was about what it would have been not this Christmas Q4, but the previous Q4. I landed a Google.com. It was in a. I'm having a brain fart right now. What was it? It was...
Squeeze your jaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let it out. Get it flowing. Let it out the ears.
Either way, it was in a program with Google where they'd run AdWords for you, and it was kind of hard for me to get in. They reached out to us. They were kind of feeling it. They're like, I don't really think there's a market for this. And I'm like, no, this is a new market. You got to believe me. Like, think of Mayweather. Think of Jordan. Everybody's chewing gum. Think of all these athletes. Like, this is such an overlooked motion. And the more I pitched them on it, they're like, this actually does make sense. And so long story short, we went from, you know, Q3, what would it have been, 17. I pitched Shark Tank. I was trying to get on them. We had like
how'd that happen?
Quarter million.
Was that good on
Did
the
Did you get on there?
I don't even want to talk about it. It was.
So it didn't go good.
It went, and then it fell on its face because of some other issues we're dealing with. Actually, it's a trademark issue I'm dealing with. I went through the USPTO. I did the whole process on a trademark. And lo and behold, a company called Jazzercise with their their female dance class.
I've never heard of it.
They're trying to say that you took their name?
They're trying to say that Jazzercise is, I'm trying to infringe on their market or something.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
So no, it's not necessarily
all those jazzy ladies.
You don't want to fuck with the Jazzercise. Yeah. Let me tell you, that's a crazy team there.
Well, bro, I'm telling you,
that's a gang of jazzy women.
They're actually out of California too, somewhere down around LA. But long story short, it's not necessarily against us. It's against the patent board for giving us the trademark board, excuse me.
Because you did everything you're supposed to. It's not your fault.
To the T, bro. I mean, I didn't miss anything. I went through every step. They filed it. I got it. I took it to market. I don't know. That's just a whole other can of worms that I don't really want to get into right now. I think we're getting close to some kind of resolution, but it's been going on for maybe a year and a half now. But
you did air the episode?
The Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
Right. I don't even know how much I'm allowed to talk about this part of things because contracting. But no, before I even got to them to do the filming, the shooting, the show, for some reason, it was completely kiboshed, and they wouldn't tell me, and I was just like, I put one and two together, and I thought, hey, someone at this show is probably friends with somebody at this show. But long story short, I don't even know. Hey, let's just say this. It fell through. It never was put in place. And honestly, I'm glad, because that $250,000 that I pitched them on that I had made, I tried out for the show 2 years in a row too, by the way, was that next quarter, Q4, we did $1.2 million for that Christmas. So we went from an evaluation of like nothing, you know, or fairly good for right out the gate to like, wait a sec, okay, now we're like 4 or 5 times that. Mm.
And then what's now, the craziest thing you bought with your money?
Honestly, I reinvest everything back into the company.
Really?
Like, wow. You know, the jewelry looks like
smart. Yeah, I like that.
My girlfriend makes top notch jewelry.
Oh, so she made that for
me. Makes this. She made this. Oh, yeah, it's not
yeah, that makes sense.
Hooked up.
Not this big flashy guy. Like,
oh, you didn't buy like a nice car or something like that? I mean, a Jawser size car?
No.
A Jawser size car.
Actually, I did buy a Jawser truck.
Oh, that means like, it's like a Hummer or what?
I knew it.
Yeah. Nah, it's a lifted up Toyota Tundra.
Okay.
1792 Lexus Edition.
Oh, okay.
Snap.
Okay.
Snap,
35s.
Boy.
It's clean. And I do have a Harley, Jawser size Harley that's, you know, saves me gas mileage and all that.
I like
it's
it.
It's coming out. Yeah. It's all coming out.
But more than that, it's all new tooling, expanding our tooling, paying off all debt. You know, we're very proud to say that the last day of last year, I sent off 7-8 checks and paid off all the company's debt. And, we came into 2019 with 60,000 units at our fulfillment plant. And
wow, that's awesome, man.
10 days after that, they were all completely packaged up.
Have you gotten any pushback from dentists or other people that are talking about this might actually perpetuate TMJ and further the problems of that and acid reflux?
You know, that's the acid reflux. So I can't make any kind of medical claims because we're not medically proven. We don't make medical claims. But personally, firsthand, like, this has helped my TMJ. It's helped align my jaw. It's dentists that I go talk to. I'd say 9 out of 10 of them are like, "Oh, this is a go. This is a go."
9 out of 10. Yeah. It's like the same ones that approve the gum.
Yeah, yeah. It's 4 out of 5. You know, yeah. That's what I'm trying
what
to
what's
think.
What's up with that one?
What's that one
like
guy?
It?
Yeah,
fuck him.
Asshole.
I don't know. You know,
he hates winners.
I'm trying to think. Can you know what I mean? Can I push that in my campaigns? Anything? But I'm like,
yeah. One out of five. Just a salty dentist. An asshole.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's
this guy.
Well, because it's an old way of thinking. They're like, you know, the thing when people have TMJ issues and stuff these days, they say go to a soft diet and this and that, when, you know, I don't know if that's the answer or not the answer, but, you know, if your back starts hurting, they say go get a back surgery and stop working it out, when the reality is isn't stretching and working out your back.
Not a bad sales pitch you just did there, buddy.
What about the acid that's reflux and that adjustment? Because, you know, he's gassy, and when you if you are chewing like that, you are sending a signal to the
digestion,
yeah, to say, hey, we're going to be chewing
and
food.
It's like, well, where's the food?
Hey, think about this, the fact that you know, hunters and gatherers used to chew for 8-9 hours a day for a minimal amount of calories. Now, all of a sudden, the future is you chew for 29-30 minutes a day, an average American, for a mass amount of calories with minimal mastication. So you got to, you know, or even all the way down the line to smoothies, to juicing. Like, don't get me wrong, I love smoothies every morning. I pack a nutrients full of kale, rainbow chard, ginger, turmeric. I mean, I got 12 ingredients.
You just chew the fuck out of it now, though. You don't even smooth
well,
it.
Well, as I'm blending it, I'm mashing the Jawser size, right? 100, 200 reps, you know, 30 minute of blending. And my, you know, essentially I'm triggering, I'm telling my body, I'm producing saliva. You know, that's maybe that's the reason there's such an issue with acid indigestion, acid reflux, and dry mouth, because people aren't masticating enough. You know, maybe that's a problem with metabolisms. Is people, maybe that's a problem with people overeating, because the diet is so soft. It's like, oh, you're not satisfying the brain before the stomach's like, oh my gosh, I'm stuffed. You know,
that's an interesting theory.
Something to chew on.
Yeah.
You know, oral fixations. People are smoking cigarettes. Oh, people are chewing their nails. People are, you know, they're clenching their teeth, you know, they're shortening the muscle fibers in their jaw because they're always pissed like this.
This guy's a closer.
I know.
You know what
that's why he's 5 million in.
Bro, it's so simple it hurts. It makes nothing but sense, but it's something new to the market, and it looks freaking crazy. And I mean, I get it. You know, I didn't really get it at the beginning that it looks crazy. But
have you seen anybody in public doing like at gyms and like public. is this a thing?
Bro, I use it. I mean, in the Maui, I've seen it at the gym. I've seen it in Florida in the gym. I've seen it in traffic. I've seen people bike by in Maui using it. It's
what's the heaviest resistance one? How many pounds?
Bro, I got an unreleased one that people who are really gung ho on it, I make them sign a release. It's 100 pounds.
They have to sign a release.
Holy shit! 100 pounds to like even get it to move right. So we can take like as much.
Was it like a skateboard wheel?
No, it's like a 72 durometer. 72 durometer silicone. So I wish I had a sample to show you, but it's pretty major.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
So has it been a consistent month over month growth for you, or have you hit your first peak first valley in this business yet, or have you just been fucking rocking and rolling since you started?
It was consistent growth for the first, since Kickstarter, August 16th, I fired up the store right after Kickstarter quit and then moved into Amazon. Consistent growth for the whole time. You know, the last maybe 6 months, we've been dialing so much back on the pushing because it's like before it was like every extra dollar we had was either getting more units, more packaging, and if we had extra, then it was going towards ad spend, you know, Google ads, Facebook, Instagram, you know, just the basic run-of-the-mill e-commerce type promoting.
You really went all out on the packaging part of it. That was one of the things that I was surprised by. Like I saw, it comes in this really cool box and you get this great image on it. I mean, that probably cost you quite a bit of money to do that.
We didn't cut any corners on it. You know, we started with a clamshell, you know, out of just a basic little clamshell with a nice little print off inside it. And then we moved into the nice foam insert case with the magnetic boxes. And we've been slowly dialing around trying to get our package dialed in exactly, but I really do like our packages these days, and so do the customers.
So what's in store for Q1? Like, I heard you say that you got another one. You have this the new ones coming out that are pretty much plug and go, right, for somebody?
2.0 is just so legit. So I guess January 2 years ago, we did the big release because that was when I got our first order of 3,000 units. I got it shipped to LA for the LA Fit Expo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. But,
that just happened, right?
We just happened. We weren't there this year either, but we shipped all our units there. Me and my buddies met down there. We set up our booth. It was a boil and bite fitting process. It looks crazy. We boiled and fit 300 people during the time of the show. I think it was 2 days. If I'm mistaken, it might have been a 3-day show. But it really, what it's been over these last two plus years is it's a hassle to go put on events because to boil, to custom fit somebody, to get them to try the product is just, it's just a headache.
Yeah, you know? And you're killing it online. What the fuck? Who cares about going to these shows anyway?
Well, see, then back then that was before we went online. And that's when I'm out on the road. I'm hammering. And then one of my mentors says, you know what, bro, you got to just get back to the island and just focus nothing but on the online industry and then get back on the road.
What are you learning about that space? I mean, that's been an interesting transition even for us. You know, we're in brick and mortar most of our careers, and that was something that we all saw we had in common was, hey, you know, fitness, we need to get into the virtual world, get into that. And none of us were big, you know, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram guys.
You said MySpace.
I was big on MySpace.
So
look me up.
Yeah, so that's we were also venturing into a kind of a new world for us, and we've learned a lot on the way. What have you learned in that space?
It's definitely a learning curve. You know, I'm 35 years old. I'm just about the time in school when computers were starting to happen, and I really never paid attention in school too much. You know, I just got by just to get enough. And again, I was a strong wrestler, so everybody had my back as far as the schooling part of it went. But just a learning curve, you know.
Does that mean people were doing your homework? Because that was
I was a good wrestler.
I wouldn't say
He's
that.
Like, I was a good wrestler, so most of the kids did my homework.
Yeah, it was a team effort. Team effort, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, fortunately or unfortunately, it's definitely the way of the future. So maybe it's the right time for me to become it, the perfect time for this type of product to be coming to market for us to scale it the way we did. Brick and mortar, you know, I grew up running, working in a pet store. My family had a pet store, you know, for 20 years. And I worked the brick and mortar, and I really do feel bad seeing like mom and pop's businesses go under. But it's, again, it's like, you have to change with the times. Like if you have a business and you think that, okay, it's working great this week, it's going to work great for the next 52 weeks. Every week you have to essentially be looking at the market, be looking at your approach, be working at, looking at your pitch. And so I feel bad at one point, but I also feel bad. I don't feel bad, because it's like, if you don't continue to grow, like you're not giving your consumer basis what they deserve, you know, and that's,
Dude, a pet store? It makes sense now. Like horse pits? Yeah. You've seen those things? Inspiration, man.
I see how it all goes full circle.
It's the kind of porn dressed in a
while. I do. Looking back at everything that you've done so far, any regrets, or if you could go back and tell yourself, hey, Brandon, probably don't do this or skip that, are there things in the business that you would consider were mistakes? I mean, for the most part, it sounds like you hit this motherfucker out the park, but is there anything that you think you did wrong?
You know, I've always just been just super on it. Like when I see something, when it's like something that's got to happen for the business, I just can't stop until it's done. So I wish that I could have been a little more, because here's the thing, I figure I've got this great grand idea, like why isn't this out here? It's like in the back of my mind, it's like, well, if I'm thinking about this, so is someone else in the world, and so is somebody else. Like how am I going to be first to market? How am I going to stay ahead of the game? How am I going to keep my consumer in our corner? And, you know, maybe if I would have had a little more patience and looked for more advice and more designs and found better pricing, you know, I don't.
Nah, it's ready, shoot, aim.
That's it. Ready, shoot, aim. Yeah. And
get after it.
Exactly. And I honestly, we've been super successful, so I can't. I wish I wouldn't have been so hard on some people that were along the journey with me, because they didn't quite see my vision as strongly as I did, I guess. You know, I bring people in to help be a part of this dream and to have the opportunity to have them on the team. I'll be honest, like, I kind of got a short fuse. It's like, let's make this happen. And if you see what I see, you're going to give it your all. And I'm going to treat you the same way, and I'm going to pay you and you're more than what you deserve. And it's been a learning curve as far as figuring out how to operate at this level, from being like a salesman or a construction worker at such a small salary with a boss, with many bosses, and now all of a sudden, like, I kind of have to be a boss of a few people. And again, they're all my friends and family, because I'm big.
They got to use the product.
Oh, they do. Yeah. That's, I mean, that's a given.
Mandatory,
bro. Every time we bring someone on the team, it's
Mandibles.
Like,
yeah, I like that.
What's your address? Your order's coming your way. Here's your boil and fit process. Like, you have to understand exactly what we're on to.
Well, you're a
passionate guy, man.
You're a good sport. You know, come on the show. You know, we were going to hammer you a little bit, but it's fucking been great. Great story.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Yeah. Did you bring us stuff to chew on?
Oh, bro, I've got samples.
Bust these fuckers out.
We might have to do some videos.
Let's see this stuff. I want to see what you got here. We can fucking wait for a second. You got all kinds of gear there too. You got sweaters.
That's right. I mean, you had a whole
whole
treasure trove of things over there.
Look at these boxes, dude. Let me see this box. Yeah, see, the packaging is just legit, man. I mean, this one has a little bit of slobber on it, but this is cool.
Pre-chew. Pre-chew.
He's like,
you wanted to get it warmed up for you.
You thought I was bullshitting.
He had to test it real quick.
Yeah, I definitely want the purple one.
Oh, this comes with a little case, even, huh?
Oh, I want to chew on one of those. Let me see.
Yeah.
You got to get it molded, though.
Oh, okay.
The design in this.
Damn, that's a mouthful.
The design in this, dude, is fucking legit right here. You had to have done this multiple times before you got all this, right?
I
just
bled on this.
It definitely
Justin went too hard.
I went too hard too fast. You gotta have some like instructional videos, I hope, right?
And there is. There's instructional videos, good. And it's and that's actually a thing. Is it's just like when you haven't flossed for a while and you floss, your gums start bleeding. It's because you're stimulating your gums. You're getting blood flow to there, to where areas that You know, if you don't floss, it doesn't go there.
Do you spend a lot on
my mouth is not aware of this.
Facebook ads? Do you spend a lot of money on Facebook ads?
Freak. Last year we spent over $1 million.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So it's definitely, again, like I said, it's every dollar we have goes back into marketing, goes back into expanding our tooling, packaging, legal stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
And,
right on.
How much has your life changed? Do you feel like, do people treat you the same way? Everyone hits you up to borrow money? Like have you dealt with a lot of that shit?
No, not necessarily. Everything's been pretty
good.
Pretty kosher. Yeah. You know, I do live out in the middle of the ocean on Maui. It's a small.
Could be worse.
No, yeah. It's a great island. It's a great place to sit back and like get a clear mind and focus on what you're trying to do. But at the same point, it's island fever kicks in because, you know, I need to be out promoting the product. And what can I do there? I can go to Whole Foods. I can go down to the other health food store. I can go to this beach. Everybody's seen me 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really looking to spend majority of my time all along California because it's really going on out here, especially bringing a product to market. It's like, where else you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's right.
All right.
Yeah, this is cool, dude.
Cool, man.
All right, man. Well, yeah, again, you've been a good sport, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming
on. And then you're heading off now. You go Southern California to do what again? What are you doing down there? Manufacture, right?
Well, that, and I have there's a couple fighters. I got a big guy out of Germany, Yurko. He's been along the crew for a while, and Jay Silva's out of L.A. He's fighting at the Forum coming up, so I'm going out for some promoting, some handshakes, some shoots. Thursday we're shooting, and
oh shit, you get a fighter to promote this, and that's a
wrap
with a good chin. Yeah,
oh, exactly.
No, I have plenty of fighters on the team. You know, D list all the way on our way up to B list, and it's really we're really looking for the big A-lister to jump on board here in the next 60 to 90 days once this new product's ready to come. Because
is there a strategy to that? Like, have you thought about, like, you know, what will we pay like a Randy Couture type of name to promote our product? Like, do you let him in on the profits? Would you pay him like a flat? Have you thought about this?
Yeah, we've tried multiple things. You know, there's contracts, there's flats, there's leave me a few videos. Honestly, we haven't landed the home run. You know, it's all really, it's been me posting, you know, 1,000 posts on Instagram that goes over to Facebook, that goes into Twitter, and then our ad spend and all that. Like, we haven't really gave anybody a serious reason to take us too serious, I guess.
Yeah.
But the point is, with this non-boiled jazzercise, like, events are going up. We're throwing parties. We're showing up at football games. We're showing up at
parties.
You know, now, you seem to have a really good attitude about all this. I mean, even with us kind of razzing you a little bit, do you care if, you know, this gets lumped into the category of shake weight and fucking Thigh Master and it's kind of laughed at 10 years later?
I don't see it going that direction. I can't say that I care too much which direction, if it goes that direction. But what I really do want to see this go into is the fact that humans are losing the strength in our bite. We're losing the size in our jaw. Millions of people have jaw TMJ dysfunctions. You go to the dentist and the only thing they can say is, well, maybe we could break your jaw, wired shut, realign your TMJ, and then that's going to fix it. Or maybe we'll shoot some Botox into your cheeks and kill the nerves and desensitize your muscles. Or maybe you should go to a soft diet and lose the muscles in your face completely. So what I really want to see is people come to grasp that humanity needs to strengthen the jaw. Every animal, every insect in the whole world depends on the strength of its bite. Humans decide to outsmart physiology and process, cook, cut, blend, and watch their jaw strength or the size of their jaw is just diminishing. And it goes around the clock. I mean, even sleep apnea, okay? So again, I'm not making any medical claims here, but 21 days into the extreme testing, I was doing 20,000 reps a day. I was thinking, can this thing hurt somebody? And if it's going to hurt somebody, it's going to be me. That's for sure. I was nonstop on it. My girlfriend says, holy shit, Brennan, your sleep apnea is gone. I've had sleep apnea since I was 12, maybe even younger, like terrible. Like it was so bad. Girls couldn't even share a room with me. My girlfriend now is thinking about, you know, this is going to work too good. Well, long story short, my sleep apnea is 110% gone. So Again,
dude, I got a perfect tagline for you.
Not making medical claims, but you know, so my doctor says, well, yeah, sleep apnea is caused by a weak lower jaw and air passageway.
More biting, less sucking.
I'm like, how would you strengthen a weak lower jaw? Would you put a CPAP machine on, and or is that just a Western medicine type of Band-Aid? I don't want to go too far into any of this, but I really believe that people are going to people are already seeing that this is...
You're
going to
sell more.
This is a huge...
I'll tell you why you're going to sell more. Because A, it works the face, so people are like, oh shit, I can train my face, it's going to make me look different.
Right, they're already getting Botox and mangling their face.
Yeah, so it's catchy, it's different, it does look crazy. Okay, I'm going to be straight up, when I see it, I'm like, this is insane.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. here's the other thing. You sell it very well. Like, you do a good job of what you're talking about. I don't know if I agree with you, but you do a fucking good job of selling it.
You're a salesman.
So you've already sold $5 million, dollars worth. You could probably sell a lot more. That's my prediction.
For sure. Yeah, no, I'm excited to keep an eye on you, man, and to watch this. I remember the first time it popped up in my feed, and I actually really thought it was like a prank. I didn't think it was a real thing. And I've continued to see more and more ads pop up, and then the fact that you dropped into your team dropped into our inbox of wanting to come on the show, I thought, fuck it, this will be a fun conversation. And it has been, man. I think you were a great sport. I think you are a great salesman. I think you did a really good fucking job, dude, for a guy who has got a construction and pet store background. I mean, everything from the packaging to your trademarking to your patents to... the look of the product. I mean, you've done a really fucking good job here, dude. I'm blown away by that, considering what you say your background is, and that you don't really have a ton of people that are telling you what to do. I mean, it's pretty smart, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Congrats.
It's been a great journey, a huge learning process, and I mean, 3 years just over ago, I was living in my car, in Maui. When I first moved to Maui, it was. I was living in my car, and now guys are about
the American dream, man.
But again, we invest all back into the company. It's all about now. How can we get more research development behind it? How can we get more backing? We're very clear and present with agreed to terms and conditions, not medically proven, no medical claims. Like, you just have to try the product. If it doesn't work for you, cut it in half for a full refund, even shipping. Like, that's my personal guarantee to everybody who ever orders or tries.
No, he does. He has a 60-day money back guarantee.
How high is your return rate? Is it?
It's not terrible. It's not terrible at all. It's not even close to what the average is for an online store.
Wow.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Yeah, good thanks, shit, man.
Dude. Appreciate it. Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.